You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hi, this is David of Dating with David. You can hear me exclusively on archerradio.com.
This is Archer of archerradio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Saturday, July 9th, 2005, and this is part two of our visit with David. How's it going, David?
It's going well.
Good. Thank glad you. To hear that. I'm going to tilt my microphone up here a little bit. Oh, good. Didn't make too much noise. So we were talking in the break because this show that we're recording right now will be on Tuesday, and the first part was on Monday. So we were talking in the break about gay things, and we were talking about Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Do you still watch that show?
I do.
You know, I don't watch it anymore because it's too, as I was saying, I think it doesn't, I don't think it shows typical gay men, let's say. I mean, there's a segment of the population that each one of those gay men can relate to, or
sure. Or
segment of the population that relates to each one of those gay men, but it doesn't show them with, like, real lives. You know, like, they're not going to dare show their boyfriends or anything like that on that show.
No, they're not. And unfortunately, I think most of the shows with gay themes to them really don't show, you know, what the typical, you know, gay household is like.
Yikes, let me just jump in here and say that I realize that Queer Eye is not, the purpose of the show is not to show their gay lives or, you know, their boyfriends or whatever, but we were just talking in general about Queer Eye. Absolutely not, it doesn't show that at all. And I think that it's really lost a lot of audience. Did you notice that they took out the, didn't they change the title to just Queer Eye?
You know what? I didn't even pay attention.
You don't pay attention to that? Well, I do know that in the podcasting world, at least in the queer casting world, a lot of queer casters don't really care for Queer Eye because they have their own podcast. Did you know that?
Yes, they've got their hip tips or whatever it's called.
Yeah, their podcast is made up completely of just their hip tips or whatever it's called. There's no discussion. There's no... it's not any new content. It's just regurgitated from the TV show.
Commercialization.
Exactly. It's like a big advertisement for their show. And the sad part is that they're like ranked in the top 100, and they don't even do their own podcast. It's not even real. And that's really pissed off a lot of queer casters out there. Because, well, and on that topic too, queer casters are upset because there's no gay and lesbian category on iTunes. And that's sad. As liberal a company as Apple is, that sad that they don't represent the gay and lesbian community. So what do you think?
I agree. I do think there needs to be something separate. It'd be nice if they could put some type of filter in where, you know, you could block, you know, categories that you don't want your kids to see.
You mean instead of the little explicit tag?
Well, the explicit tag is I look at the explicit tag as a CYA. You know,
it is.
If you download it and you don't like it because, you know, someone's saying shit, damn, fuck, piss, whatever.
Cunt, motherfucker.
I need to get Carlin's list of 7 words you can't say on TV.
There you go.
You know, if you download it and you don't like it, well, the explicit is basically, hey, we told you it's explicit.
Exactly.
You know, if they could build maybe in, this is what, 4.9, maybe in 5.0, if they can build in some type of filter to say, you know, I want to prohibit downloads that have explicit tags.
That's true. You could do that. And also, through your RSS feed, you can associate certain tag words or keywords, and iTunes accepts those keywords, too.
Right.
But the problem I see is not with the explicit tag. I think it's with parents. You know, if we're talking about children getting this content that is explicit, I think it's the parents' fault for not monitoring what their children are doing.
And no disagreement there.
Yeah.
And back when we were kids, you know, computers really weren't a big part of anyone's life.
No.
And, you know, back then parents basically sat their kids in front of the TV.
Well, see, my parents didn't even do that. Then again, I'm, you know, older than you.
Right.
But we had, like, a total probably of, like, 2 hours of TV. And I come from a family of seven children, so right. Each kid had a different night of the week that we were allowed to control the remote. And actually, back then, we didn't even have a remote. You had to get up and turn the little dial, which kids today don't even know what that is.
No.
But we had total control of the TV. But it was only from, like, 7 to 9 in the evening, and then we had to go to bed.
Right.
All of us, even the older ones. It was like, that's it. We're done. So what I'm saying is our parents, they watched it with us, and they would control what we would watch. You know, if we chose it, then again, there was only four channels back then. ABC, NBC, CBS, and the local, like the WDCA or...
Yeah, PBS or something.
PBS, right. We did have PBS, too, so...
Yeah, you know, back then they did the, you know, the TV. These days, you know, most families have two working parents. And so the kids are in front of the video games, they are in front of the TV, and they're in front of the computer.
And with, you know, no supervision.
No supervision. Now, I have actually been asked by other people to install software on their computer to keep their kids from using the internet. So.
And is it foolproof, though? Because, you know, let me tell you this. I know...
Some of them are, some of them aren't, some of them are better than others. This one wasn't too bad, considering the kid was 14, but not...
They wanted to cut the internet from the kid who's 14?
Yeah, because she was registering herself as an 18-year-old on adult websites. And so the mother contacted me through a friend and said, look, can you install something on my you know, daughter's computer so that she can't use the internet except when I'm home from work? And
see,
even then, you know, I only want her to use it between, you know, 7 and 9.
Right.
And in addition, I don't want her going to, you know, these websites. And so
can you put that kind of filter on there?
That's what I did, yeah.
Wow.
And then gave her mother the ability to go in and say, you know, in addition to keywords and stuff that the software to look for, she could go in and say, you know, actually define the site that you couldn't go to.
Right. Wow.
Until her daughter basically learned her lesson. And after about, I think it was almost a year, she had me come in and remove it.
Well, then she'd probably turned 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, she was, you know, 15. She's very immature 15, though.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, there are some real savvy 10, 11, 12-year-olds
yes.
who will click around on a computer as long as they have time to, and they'll find a way to get around
yes.
certain things. Nothing will stop them. They're like little rats themselves.
Well, you know, I sometimes worry about that. For those that don't know, I actually have two younger godsons.
That's right.
They're 12, like, and, 12 and 14.
They're getting up there in age.
But, you know, they had their own computer in their bedroom.
Yeah.
But it's not hooked to the internet.
See, now that's a good way to do it.
Well, I take that back. It is and it isn't. They do have, it is connected to the house network.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, their father can download updates and download games and everything else.
So the father can download porn?
But the father controls when that machine is live on the internet. So they don't go on the internet without the dad knowing.
Very cool.
So, but the dad's also in IT. He's, you know.
Oh, so he knows all of
that. He knows this stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, he took the precautions a long time ago.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, I actually have separate email accounts and stuff set up just for being able to email back and forth to, you know, the kids.
Well, that's good too.
That's good. And for one, you know, if you've seen my icons and stuff on AOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely don't need the kids to see that.
No.
My got head.
That's true. And speaking of AOL, I actually canceled AOL this week.
Okay.
Because I was throwing that $15 a month down the drain.
Yeah.
And when I called AOL to cancel, the lady was trying her hardest to convince me to stay. She's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, we've got high-speed internet access. I said, I get it through my cable company. Well, what do you pay? And, you know, she was trying everything. And I finally had to just stop her and say, can you just cancel my account? And you hear this typing. Yeah, yep. You hear this type, type, type. And then she's like, it'll be done in 30 days because you just paid your bill. I was like, okay, so I've got like 30 more days. Less than that now because I did it this week. But so by like the end of July, my account will be gone.
Yeah.
I was like, God, all I want to do is cancel it. But you know what I did not do? I didn't go on to AOL and email all the people on my buddy list to say, I'll no longer be on AOL.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got 30 days.
I know, that's what. But I already deleted it off my machine. I have to do it on my laptop. But the thing is, I haven't been on AOL, this is July, probably for 7 months. I haven't, you know, been in the chat rooms or even used AOL for anything.
No one chats in the chat rooms anyway, so.
I have cyber sex on the internet. My name is Rick 9+.
No, you didn't.
Well, you know, for the IMing factor of it. Everybody.
You know, that's all I ever use it for is the IMing, so I just stuck with the...
You have the instant messenger.
The instant messenger.
Yeah.
I had the full AOL for a while, and
okay, so
I didn't use it, and it sucked, and the software was horrible. And
yeah, it's terrible. But how do you use AIM without a screen name?
Well, you have to register a screen name.
But that's free.
Yes. Huh. And I have multiple screen names registered.
Of course you do. You have your slutty screen name.
I actually do not have a slutty screen name because if I'm going to be slutty, I'm going to be slutty as me.
Oh.
You know, well, I mean, think about it. I'm on mframeforsex.com with my normal user ID.
Really?
On Manhunt with my normal user ID. Yeah.
I didn't say. Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
Same user ID that I use on Match.com, Gay.com,
yeah.
You know, all the others. Because if I'm going to go out and be a hoe, I'm going to go out and be a hoe. I don't need to hide behind it. Now, what I do have is I have an AIM screen name that, you know, is my personal. I have one that I use for work.
Yeah.
And then I have one that I use for the kids.
Which is the smart way to do it, I think. But now let's get back to you being a hoe.
What can I say? I need a big dick.
I hear that.
When's the last time you hooked up with someone from... one of these things. I mean, literally hooked up for sex.
The last time I actually hooked up for sex, well, that wasn't a hookup because we were actually dating.
One of those 2-week things?
No, it wasn't 2 weeks. It was 6 weeks.
Well,
but we're still good friends, so that's good.
Well, let's talk.
I haven't hooked up in a while.
So you can't remember it's been so long?
You know, well, because actually the last time, this is really bad coming from someone who says they're dating with David. The last time I actually had sex with someone was back in September. This is July.
And that was a hookup?
No, that was with
the guy you were dating.
I was dating.
Yeah.
Huh. And of course, I had some stuff in the works just recently that kind of fell through.
Yeah.
So...
Well, in terms of hookups, I was going to say...
But I'm also very picky about who I have sex with. And that's, you know, that's just me. You know,
No, it's not. Everyone is picky.
Oh, no. I know some people that are picky.
Oh, they'll do anything that walks?
Yeah, you just damn near. So it's, you know, and I'm not a big fan of the hookup anyway. You know, I never have been.
I was trying to think. I don't think you have been. Well, you know, I used to be a hoe myself.
Well, yeah, we all have our hoe-ish... you know, moments.
Okay, let's talk some hoe stuff. Well, if you've never been a slut, then you probably won't have a good answer
for
this.
Well, no, because there was a period of time that I was, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 different guys a week.
Okay, well, then here's a good question for you. What's the...
Which, by some standards, isn't very much of a hoe, but for me, that was...
That was hoe for you.
That was hoe for me.
Okay.
Because I do have a one-trick rule, so as soon as that trick's done... You know, their card's punched and they're out the door and they don't come back.
No return.
No returns.
What's the most amount of guys you had sex with in one day, in 24 hours, let's say?
In a 24-hour period? Only 2.
Oh.
But, well, okay, let's back up because you're giving me that funny look.
I'm thinking I'm a real hoe.
Well, yes and no. President Clinton would be happy with this conversation. It depends on what you're doing. Now,
God, here we go. So a blowjob isn't a hookup?
I don't think of... Yeah, I mean, it's a hookup. But, see, I don't... If I'm hooking up with someone, it doesn't stop at jerking off. It doesn't stop at, you know, a blowjob. I mean, we're going all the way. Someone's going to get fucked.
Fucked. So then...
Whereas I know guys that will hook up and... You know, jerk off, a little bit of oral sex, and go about their business.
Well, that's like the majority of my hookups then. So you're saying all those were not hookups?
They were hookups. I would say that they were... Yeah, you can't categorize them, but they would be like low-category hookups for me.
Wow, because I thought I was hooking up all those times.
Because, again, if I'm going to hook up...
And actually, now thinking about it, I don't fuck my hookups.
I do, and there's the difference.
No, that's reserved for a relationship for me.
No, if I'm going to hook up with someone, I'm fucking my trick.
I'm racking my brain trying to think of the last time I hooked up with someone.
And then I'm kicking him out the door before morning.
No breakfast for you. Bye-bye.
Breakfast not included.
That's right. Breakfast not included. I can't remember the last time I hooked up with someone because it's been, like I said with AOL, I think the last time I was in the chat room was probably 7-8 months ago, and I've been dating a boyfriend for going on 6 months now.
And see, actually, my last actual trip would have been a year ago, February. Because February, and then I started dating this guy.
Yeah, that guy.
You know, towards August. And of course, back then my work schedule was so hectic that I didn't have...
You didn't have a life.
I didn't have a life, and what little free time I did have, I slept.
And jerked off. Now, the trick then you had back in February, was mm-hmm. he a trick from online?
Yes and no. Actually, we had met previously, and it's kind of a funny story. I was driving home one night from, I think I'd been out, I can't remember. I may have been here, who knows. And I got into a little game of cat and mouse on the road. And
really?
Yeah. You know, I pass you and look and smile, and you pass me and look and smile. And we did this.
Oh, I like that. That's
all the
fun.
Way down 395 from D.C.
Oh, wow.
And so I thought, well, what the hell? I put a glance in the blade.
Oh, that's right.
And he...
Now, wait a minute. Let's stop and explain what a glance in the blade is.
Well,
first of all, the Blade is the Washington, D.C. gay newspaper.
Right.
And a glance is like a little ad saying that you saw someone at a certain place at a certain time. And if you're interested, email them. Or I think they have an email link.
They have an email. They have a voicemail.
Right. So you can get in touch with that person who saw you.
If you used to Craigslist, it'd be like a misconnection
right.
off of Craigslist.
Right.
So I put an ad in. And of course, unlike Craigslist, this was not free.
Right.
I did place an ad, and one of his friends saw it. And we ended up going out to dinner a couple times.
Well, then that's not a trick.
And then, we kind of lost contact because he was in school, and school between work and school, you know, that occupied all of his time.
How old was he?
Well, I'll get to that. So I'm online one
it's
night.
It's a youngin'.
I'm online one night and start chatting with this guy, and it kind of goes, you know, back and forth. Well, the later it gets, the steamier the chat gets.
Of course.
And he asked for some pictures.
Oh God, here we go.
And so
And you too can ask for pictures of Dating with David because he's got his own email address.
Yes.
This is part two, so we should say your email address again.
Well, that's fine. And if you want a picture, be prepared to send one as well.
I mean, that's what I mean. If they want to send you a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now David with Dating's David's email address is datingwithdavid, words all spelled out. datingwithdavid@cox.net.
Yes.
That's COX, not COCKS. Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted the story.
That's fine. And it wasn't until he sent me the email address for me to send the pictures to that I recognized the email address. And it felt really weird because here we've been kind of hot-chatting back and forth, and it's someone I'd actually already met and gone out with.
But did he realize that?
He didn't until I brought it up.
Oh,
And he said he was still fine with it, so he ended up coming over. It's one of those snowy nights.
Oh, did he stay the night?
He did stay the night. Left the morning. Well, he stayed the night, but that's only because he got to the house about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, yeah.
And by the time we got done, it was about 4. And then we got a couple, 3 hours of sleep, and then off to work. Because this was in the middle of the week. This was not a weekend.
See, I couldn't do that. Even when I was being a hoe. I have to hoe between like the hours of like 5 and 9. But so then you've never seen him again?
I saw him on the way to work one morning in the car.
Did he wave?
No, he didn't see me.
So what about seeing him online? You don't see him online anymore?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
But I also don't frequent that website anymore.
Oh, what was it?
Glimpse.com.
Oh, another, Glimpse. Good God, I hated Glimpse. What did GLIMPSE stand for?
I don't know. I think it was very similar to like a glance.
Oh yeah, I guess.
But I haven't been impressed with it. And the thing is, you know, nice guy, but that's as far as I'd take it.
Yeah.
You know, we had fun.
Yeah.
And then left it at that. Nothing wrong with that. Now, the guy that I dated, you know, towards the end of last year, you know, we've talked about getting together just for fun.
Is this, okay, let me, I'll do this discreetly. Was this the guy on the sailboat?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's all I need to say. And our listeners don't really need to know the backstory between them. So you guys going to get together then?
You know, we kind of tease around with it, and I think the invitation pretty much is open for either one to call and say, hey, you know.
It's a standing invitation.
You want to play.
Oh, really? Just play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I thought this was like to go out.
Oh, no. We're talking about, well, I mean, we still want to go out and you know, do things. I guess more or less it's turned into a, you know, friend with benefits.
Oh, friend with benefits. Okay, we described that last week.
You know, we can go out and go to the movies and stuff like that. And at the same time, you know, still, you know, watch some personal movies at home or make some of our own.
That actually reminds me. I've been watching Sex and the City on DVD because I'm waiting for actually season 5 to come in. But on one of the shows today, Carrie Bradshaw, the title of the episode was Fuck Buddy. And she, when she's in between relationships and she's not seeing anybody, she calls this guy up and says, do you want to come over for, quote unquote, dinner? Well, then the guy knows that she just wants to fuck.
Right.
So he comes over and they say hi and then they just fuck. Well, then she's starting to think to herself, oh, well, you know, this is a great guy. Maybe I could go on a date with him instead of just fucking. Excuse me. So she says to him before he leaves, would you like to go out to dinner on Friday? And she actually meant dinner. Well, the guy gets there, and he starts kissing on her and pulling his tie off and taking his coat off. And she's like, oh, no, wait a minute. I actually mean real dinner. And he's like, oh, okay. So, because she's already thinking he's a great guy because they have great sex. Well, it translates into when they get to the restaurant to have dinner, the guy is a total jerk.
Right.
He's awful, so all he is good for is the sex. So,
well, I actually haven't had a fuck buddy in a long time.
Yeah.
At one point, I had like three.
At the same time?
Well, I mean, I had three in rotation.
Oh. Well, actually, at one time, probably three. It's before John. I had probably 4 or 5 on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Regular fuck buddies. Not fucking, because these were tricks, so they were like jerking off and oral sex. Some sucking the dick.
Yeah. But I mean, it's still a fuck buddy nonetheless.
But as I have said many times, at my age, I won't. I just want to be with one person.
Well, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
My problem is finding the one person.
I know.
You're there. I'm not there yet.
I know. And I am really, really missing the boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I really am. And the thing is, right now, he's probably evacuating where he's from because he's down in the Gulf Coast.
Oh.
And Hurricane Dennis is going to ruin his vacation. So. Yes. Well. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
Wow. No, I can't think of anything.
Let's check the list. What do you say?
So Archer's good about making lists of things to talk about. So.
Oh, I wanted to talk about your finger.
My finger.
Why is it in your butt?
That's funny. Why does your finger smell like his ass? Oh,
that's wrong.
Take that finger out of your butt and tell us about what happened to you today.
Smell my finger.
Ooh. Nasty. It smells like a cunt.
Yeah. No, I was cooking lunch, and I, for whatever seemed to possess me, I had an oven mitt on my left hand, and I'd pulled the oven rack out and put a pizza on the rack, and don't know what I was thinking, used my right hand to push the rack back in, and the right hand unfortunately did not have an oven mitt, so I burned my fingers, and actually, I burned my index finger enough. I burned enough of the fingerprint off that my my portable computer, which has a fingerprint reader on it.
Right, for security.
I can't log into it because
it doesn't recognize the fingerprint.
Fortunately, I do have another finger that I've registered, so I have more than one finger I can use to get into the...
Well, because I noticed that you have like this line, like it literally looks like the shape of a oven rack.
Yeah.
Across your finger.
Across my index finger and across my thumb. And so, yeah, it hurt, but, you know...
Will your fingerprint come back? I don't.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not deformed completely.
No, as new skin grows in, it may take a while, but
very good.
But you know, that's one of the things that they say that spies used to do. You know, back before we had a lot of the technologies, they'd burn their fingerprints off.
Why?
Well, because you don't leave any traces if you don't have any fingerprints.
Oh, you mean before they go to do a job?
Right.
Oh, I see. So they don't leave any fingerprints behind. Okay, change of subject.
And I can't imagine doing that because this does not feel good.
No, it hurts. You know, and I don't know what the treatment for a burn is. They used to say you put butter on it.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Not anymore because of the fat.
Because it kind of like cooks. It continues to cook.
Yeah. Basically put under cool water.
Cool water, yeah. All right, moving on. I was going to tell you, I don't know if I told you this already or not, but on Wednesday I'm actually moving into the 21st century in terms of television. I am getting a DVR.
Good.
Yeah.
I have one.
I know you do. It's like
it's like TiVo.
I was gonna say it's like TiVo, but for me there's gonna be a whole new learning curve because it's a total setup, totally different setup than my VCR, and I can program my VCR in like 3 seconds. You know, that's not a problem. But this DVR, I'm not gonna be as quick with it. I'll have to learn the learning curve.
Oh, there is no learning curve. I mean, you basically hit guide, go to the show you want to hit the select button,
and it'll
tell it what time you want it to start and stop, and whether this is a one-time or a recurring event. And
that was going to be my question. Can you set up to record, like, if I wanted to record all the Will and Graces, it would record all the Will and Graces?
You can have it do all the Will and Graces, only the Will and Graces between, you know, a certain time, or just first-run episodes.
Which there wouldn't be any of because we're in reruns now.
Right. Because I had the DVR service, and actually I am going to beta test an upgrade to the DVR service that will allow me to record programs on my DVR, but then watch them on any other TV in the house through the cable system.
Now that'll be cool.
So I'm gonna beta test that for the cable system.
That's nice. Now, how many hours of recording do I get with like your basic DVR?
It varies because it depends. Well, I think the basic DVR has like a 40 or 60 gig hard drive in it.
Which would be how many hours?
I think the most I've had on mine was about, I know at one point I had like 50 some odd recordings. Some of them an hour, some of them half an hour.
Yeah.
But the DVR I have now is the high definition DVR, so it doesn't hold as many.
But you get the HD.
Because a lot of the shows that I was recording before, I'm recording the high def versions.
Yeah.
So you don't get as many of the high def, but it's still, you know, enough that I could
to get the shows that you watch all the time.
I gotta be careful or I spend the entire, you know, my entire Sunday, you know, doing laundry and trying to catch up. Now the nice thing about the DVR, you know, it's got a great fast forward button on it.
Yeah.
And
which I would easily use to get through the commercials.
And that's what I did. And in fact, you know, you mentioned Queer Eye earlier. That's actually how I watch most of Queer Eye is I fast forward through what looks like the boring part.
Right, right.
And the commercials. So a standard half-hour TV show actually only takes 20 minutes to watch.
Right. Well, we have now come full circle because we started with Queer Eye and we ended with Queer Eye. So we're going to, because we're approaching a half an hour and I always want to keep these to a half an hour. So, do you have any final words or closing words for our listening audience?
No, just glad to be back.
Me too.
Surprised it's only been a week.
I know. It doesn't seem like it was longer.
It does.
But we got two shows out of this one.
We got two shows out of this one, and as you can tell, I am definitely not dressed to go out tonight. Like
no,
I was.
We should have brought that up before, but yeah, you're definitely not dressed to go out. But either am I. I've got my sleeping shorts on because I'm ready to go to bed. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
I get an awful lot of response in email and comments when I have you on the show. So I want you to keep coming back.
I will.
Okay, so until next time, boys and girls, Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.